Herb,
you are cold. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Ealing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Herb, you are cold. I have a lot of my people, students, friends, associates, family, people who don't even know me, come up to me and say, Herb, you are cold. And I say, well, my goodness sakes, why are you saying that I am cold? Well, you're cold because you tell people you don't want to hear their problems. You don't want to hear their unhappinesses. You don't want to hear their anxieties. You don't want to hear what worries them. And you're a minister, and you're a priest, and you're a master, and you're a person who's supposed to help people. You're supposed to lift them up, and you're supposed to help them. You're supposed to help them. Well, this is sort of what people think, isn't it? It's sort of what people think. They go to people who are healers, and they say, heal me. They go to people who are pure love, and who are unconditional love. Oh my goodness, unconditional love. That is a big, wonderful feature. They go to people who are unconditional love, and they say, be unconditional love with me, and worry with me over my problem. Worry with me over my anxiety. Worry with me over my hurts and all my fears and all my worries. Oh, worry with me. Worry with me. And I say, my goodness sakes, get lost. I say, tell me your desires, but don't tell me your anxieties. Don't tell me your fears. Don't tell me your hurts. Don't tell me your problems. Tell me your desire, what it is that you would like. Do you want more problem? Do you want more anxiety? Do you want more fear? Do you want more hate? Oh my goodness sakes. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Daddy, I know you're not going to let me go to the show tonight. Daddy, I know that the show is something that you're not happy with. But, Daddy, I want to go to see this show. Because I want to go to see the show. Well, no, you can't. But, Daddy, why is it that you always are against me doing something? Now, the daughter comes up to the father, the wise, cool daughter. And she says, Dad, I think that I'm so fortunate to have a father as wise as you are. You always are steering me to the most beautiful experiences that I could ever have. You're always seeing me enjoying my friends. You're always seeing me doing neat and wonderful things. Dad, it's just so wonderful to have a father like you. And I say to my daughter, if that's for her, I say, sweetheart, what are you working on? What are you conning me for here? What's going on here? And she says, Dad, I'm not conning you for anything. I just want a little bit of your wisdom right now. There's a movie, and the movie is called Midnight Sun. And this movie tells all about relationships between people in the Canadian North and in the Arctic area, and how the long nights and the long days, sometimes in the summertime it's light night and day, and in the wintertime it's light, dark light and day almost, you know. And it tells all about what people do during that darkness and during that time. It's a very, sort of informative film, you know, like a National Geographic type thing, although it's put out by a normal, ordinary filmmaker. And this is the filmmaker. His name is Spelling, you know. And he's a great guy, a fantastic guy. He has a good reputation. Now, Dad, people with good reputations can sometimes come out with bad movies too. But what do you know about that movie? Do you know whether it would be something I'd like to see or not? Well, let's see, sweetheart. Let's look it up on the internet. So the two of you sit at the internet and bring up the movie, and you look at it. And this is a fictitious movie that I'm speaking of right now. But you look at the movie, and the movie says, The Midnight Darkness. Okay. It tells all about hunting and fishing in the Northlands. It tells about relationships in the Northland. It tells about family life in the dark winters of the North. It tells about the values of these people and how they live unconditional love and sharing, and how they give to one another, and how they make of their community and their family a beneficial thing. It sounds like it might have some good virtues to it. As with all things, there are are aspects of it that might not be beneficial, but those you have to overlook, and you can overlook, and when you overlook them, they're not there. So now, sweetheart, if you want to go to this intensive movie, you can certainly go. I would recommend other type of movies that were more uplifting, but if you feel you want to go, you go right ahead. Well, Dad, what do you think would be a more uplifting movie? Well, sweetheart, let's look in the internet here and see what are called uplifting movies by the internet that are really uplifting and forthright. And so the daughter and father sit together and check out movies. And there's quite a number of them to choose from, and many of them are at their local theaters. And so as they look together at this, the daughter says, "Well, Dad, what do you think might be the most uplifting movie for me right now that would make me really happy? Because I'm in the sixth grade, and I'm doing this here, and I'm studying these things now. What do you think would be the happiest thing for me?" And the father says, "Well, sweetheart, these are good selections, but it's up to you to make the choice. Now you tell me which one you think you'd like to see." And so, together, as a team, they work on it. And happiness and harmony dwell. And the daughter says, "Okay, Dad, I really like that. Now, Dad, I think it'd be wonderful if you and Mom would come along, too." And, of course, if Mom and Dad go along, too, Dad's going to pay for it. And if the rest of the family come along too, then they're all going to benefit from it. And then afterwards, they might even go out for a dinner, or they might go out for refreshment, and Dad's going to pay for it. And she is real cool. Now, if she told her father she wanted to go to that movie and she thought it was good, he might say, "Go ahead." And off she'd go by herself, spending her allowance on the movie and enjoying it and thinking everything is wonderful. But if she tells her father the problem, "I don't have any money for the movie. I want to have some money. I want to have money for popcorn. I want to have money for this. And my friends are going to go. We have to take the trolley. We have to take the bus. We have to take the streetcar. We have to get on the interurban. We have to go on here and there." Well, right away, all of the conflicts that might come up, come up. But when she, with the wisdom of her inner self, works harmoniously with her father, she finds out that everything works out for her. Instead of telling her dad the problem, she tells her dad the wonderful joy of what it is she wants to do. When people come to me and they say, "Herb, I've got a cold, I've got cancer, I've got headaches, I've got problems, I've got financial things, I've got personal worries between my wife and my husband and whomever I have this. It's tough. My boss just doesn't understand me." Well, I say to them, "Well, good. Good. I'm glad you've got that organized in your mind. You understand what your problem is. Now, do you understand what your solution is? Do you understand what your solution is?" "Well, I don't know what to do." "Well, that's the solution. What should you do when you have a problem like that?" "Well, I should solve it." "That's right. Now, how are you going to go about solving your problem? Are you going to solve your problem by reiterating, regurgitating your problem in front of yourself and others? Or are you going to solve your problem by having a solution?" Now, everybody can have problems, because that's just the game of life. But not everybody can have solutions. Only those people in this world can have solutions who choose to have solutions, who want to be able to put aside the problem and have the solution take prominence in their life. Have the solution be paramount. Have the solution be the very love of their life. With unconditional love, they enrapture themselves in the solution. Now, we don't need to name the problems. We don't need to name the solutions. They're all quite obvious. But we have to decide which is it that is for us, the problem or the solution. If we want the solution, we talk about the solution. If we want the problem, we talk about the problem, we talk about the problem, we talk about the problem. And when people come to me and talk about the problem, oh, I am cold. I am cold. I say, I don't think so. I don't think that's what you got in mind. I don't think so. And then I wait for them to tell me the solution. Because if I tell them the solution, they'll say, oh, that's your idea. I want it to be their idea. And when the solution is their idea, then wonderful things happen. But if the solution is my idea, then I can see it done now, and all the problem gone. But they don't, because they haven't claimed it for themselves. I am the creator of my world, and I create in my world only solutions. I create in my world only harmony, happiness, right action, peace, love, joy, and goodness. That's all I create in my world. And you say, well, Herb, you have sniffles sometimes, you have a hurt sometimes. Very seldom, but yes, it's true. It's true, there are times that I forget myself. And I concern myself with others as I unconditionally love them. And in my unconditional love, I let a little condition slip in there of caring about them as my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my aunts, my uncles, my children, my whomever. And you see, whenever I allow any little concern to come in, I am useless. I am part of the problem. And I get a little sniffle. I get a little ache or pain. I get a little problem. But the moment I release that concern for anybody and see it already fulfilled according to my idea of unconditional love, of their happiness, their joy, their peace, their wonderment, then it is done. And a sigh of relief is mine, and it's all over. Herb, you're cold. Yes, that's true. To any problem in the world, I am cold. But boy, am I warm to any solution. Am I warm to any happiness? Am I warm to any peace? Am I warm to any balance? Am I warm to any harmony? Oh, goodness, yes. I am warm to all that which is perfect and good and beautiful. I am warm to all that which makes me happy, which makes me fulfill, which makes me feel that life is a beautiful experience. Now, okay, I'm unconditional love. And people sometimes call me cold. Why do I create people in my world thinking that I am cold? Because those are people in my world who do not want to live by the pathways that I live. They do not want to live by the modus operandi that I follow. They do not want to live by the dreams that I have for myself and for my world. And that's okay. They don't have to. No one has to do that. But I do not know anybody who says, Herb, you're cold, even though I said it right now. But I don't know. I don't know. People come up to me, and I surround them with my pure white light of love, and no matter what they want to talk about, I only hear and see a reflection of my pure white light of love. no matter what sort of things they have on their mind, it comes out as the pure white light of love. No matter what desires they have, no matter what anticipations they have, no matter what problems they seem to engender for themselves, it comes out as a pure white light of love. And I look at them, and I think to myself, yes, 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 the pure white light of love, how glorious that is, how wonderful that is, how beautiful that is. Isn't that fantastic? That's so glorious. That's so beautiful. Yes, I look at people with my pure white light of love. I look at people with my unconditional love. And throughout the entire world, there are no problems. Throughout the entire world, there are only solutions. Oh, there are challenges and there are opportunities for new adventures and new mountains to climb and new oceans to swim. Yes, there are opportunities for new creative thinking, new creative ways of looking at old ideas. And all ideas are old because they're all this one. And I, with unconditional love, look at them all, and I see all warm, harmonious, beautiful, charming, fulfilling, rewarding right now. You tell me your dream, I'll tell you mine. I'll tell you my dream, for it's so fine. You tell me your dream, I'll tell you mine. I'll tell you my dream today. So, you tell me your dream, and I'll tell you mine. And they are done now. Have a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous day. And be warmed up to the unconditional love that, with your pure white light of love, sparkles forth everywhere you look. I love you. I love you. I love you.